Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I've had DMs about people being like, how much to lick your armpit? I was like, first of all, how would you like to arrange that? Like, do you want to just meet in the streets of New York and I just...
This is On the Fence with Monica Oksanen.
Before we get into today's very exciting episode, I just wanted to quickly express my gratitude for your love and support and all the amazing messages you guys sent me after last week's episode. For those of you that tuned in, you heard the real raw emotion and the fact that some of you guys told me that it helped you and thanked me for sharing it because you needed to hear those things. That's exactly why I wanted to start this podcast. I wanted to, you know, definitely entertain and have some laughs, but I feel like I do have some experiences that I can help share with others and hopefully help. So I'm so happy that you guys are enjoying it. I pour my heart into this, countless hours editing and thinking about different concepts and coming up with guests. So I'm so happy that you guys are enjoying it and you guys have been rating it on Apple Podcasts. And I'm just so happy. So thank you. And here we go. Well, today we have a very special guest with us, somebody that I've been really looking forward to having on here. The winner of the first season of the Netflix show, The Circle, super down to earth, goofy, and a skincare enthusiast, Joey Sasso.
Hey, what's goody?
Thanks so much for joining us. I'm very excited for this episode.
I'm pumped, dude. We're going to have a great time.
We are. I mean, it's like I said, we've always gone along. You're a fun guy, so.
Yeah, we've been talking, trying to make this happen for what, like 6 months now? How long has it been?
Oh, I decided to do the podcast like 3 months ago, but we were going to do that whole Instagram live thing, which basically would have been the same thing.
Yeah, that, so. And that was when I was back home with my family in Rochester. So that was, at this point, months ago. That was like 4 or 5 months ago, yeah.
It all feels like 4 years ever since Corona started.
Dude, 2020 in general just feels, I don't even know like how, like it's about to be Christmas. Like, are you kidding me? How is that a thing?
I know, like March seemed like it was 10 years and yeah. Then everything since then flew by and now it's December for another 4 years.
Dude, March was legit the longest month of all time. It never ended. It never ended.
Well, I did some research on you.
Oh, shit.
Nothing bad, but I read about an article about the time that you were flirting with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
And now you two are, what, on a first name basis?
What happened is I worked at the oldest gay bar in LA called Oil Can Harry's. And it's like the best job I've ever had. Everyone is like, we're like family. I was the only straight kid who ever worked there. And it was just like great for life experience. So about 2 years ago, they come to us and we've always had like events and stuff. And we always get like a lot of big name people who come through because it's like a really chill place where no one's going to bother you. It's not like a West Hollywood type of place. And they say Mark Ronson, who's her producer, wants to have the after party from the Grammys for him at our place. So we're like, all right, dope. This is about to be like presidential level security. Every star in the world, you know, Katy Perry was there. Every single person I got to meet. And the one thing they tell us is they're like, under no circumstances can you leave the bar. Can you talk to anyone? Can you take any selfies? Can you do any like anything that's just not your worker, just being a robot, getting people what they need? And I'm always like, yeah, I don't ever listen to anything people tell me. So I start serving Gaga and she's been great. And then I start serving Adele and she's great. And I'm just hitting it off with them. And they're just great people. And I'm supposed to be going back and forth, but I'm just having like heartfelt conversations. So then I go up to Gaga and I know she's an Italian girl from New Jersey. Like I'm an Italian kid from upstate New York. And I whisper in her ear, I'm like, Stephanie, do I gotta call you Gaga all night long? Or can I call you Stephanie? And she starts calling me Sassy Sasso, like smacking my face. And she's like, all these motherfuckers gotta call me Gaga. You can call me Stephanie. I'm like, honey, you can't be doing this. You get me turned down right now at work. I'll quit my job. I'll put it all on the line for you right now. And then she ended up going to tell my boss. She was like, I want Joey with me the rest of the night. So all my friends and all the people I work with had to stay behind the bar and work. And I just got to kick it with them. It was just a great night. And I asked her on a date to McDonald's, which I thought was original. I'm like, no one's asking.
Yeah, for the chicken nugget.
Yeah, yo. Because I'm like, no one's asking her on a date to McDonald's. Like, this girl's getting asked out left and right. But I'm like, yo, let me hit her with that real blue collar life. Like, let's go get a Big Mac special with some chicken nuggets. Come on. When's the last time you did that? Never. So I had to put it out there. She was engaged at the time, but this was also in like the moment of like, everyone's like, I'm pretty sure her, you know, B Coop are hooking up, but we don't know what's going on. I don't know. I love that girl. She's a freaking sweetheart. She's so awesome.
I'd love to hear it. And you got a selfie that we all saw in the circle.
Oh yeah. So like how that happened was I was like, I'm never like that dude. Like I've met so many people. I never ask for selfies, but I have so many people in my family who love tougher because she's Italian. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we hold that. It's like, if she made it, we all can make it type of thing.
Yeah, basically.
You know, when we were kicking it, I was like, I hate to do this, but can I just grab a quick pic with you? And then she's like, of course. And Adele was standing right next to us. And she was like, oh, what? I'm not cool enough to be in the picture with you? I'm like, come on, join the picture. And then all of a sudden, all of my friends who are gay were all like, that's the best selfie in the history of selfies. Are you kidding me? And I was like, yeah, it's pretty dope. But the funny thing about that night to me was I wasn't bugging out about them. I was bugging out because Eminem's manager, Paul Rosenberg, was there. And I am the biggest M fan you will ever. So like how most people would get for Gaga and Adele is how I got for Paul Rosenberg. Like I legit looked at my boy and he was like, had to like, I was like, oh my God, it's Paul fucking Rosenberg. Paul fucking, yo, it's Paul. He's like, yo, lock it up, lock it up, lock it up. And I was so nervous because I was like, oh my God, Paul's right there. But that means M could be here. But wait, he's sober. He can't be at a bar, but maybe he isn't sober. Maybe it's all a lie. Then I started going down the whole rabbit hole. But that's what made that night for me.
I love that. But we could actually argue about who's a bigger Eminem fan because I used to get his albums when I was younger and I should not be having those. I was like 13, 14, I feel. And it obviously said like explicit, like parental advisory notice. I had everything memorized. I was rapping all of his songs.
Dude, I'm still the same way to this day. Everyone, all my friends rip on me. Like literally my top two things. Like I'm not, there's like not a lot of middle ground for me. I'm not into anything basically like current. Like I like anything that's good. To me, the only thing is like a lot of shit just isn't good. And I don't seek out a lot of new music. So I'm stuck in the 70s. You know, Led Zeppelin. Kiss is my favorite band of all time. I'm a huge Kiss Army freak. I feel like people have gotten really used to that bubblegum manufactured way of music that's made today. And there's just no substance behind it.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree with that. And then it's like all about like sleeping with women, drugs, guns, all that stuff. Meanwhile, Posty's killing it with everything that he's doing.
Dude,
and he's still doing it differently. Like he's still singing about like feelings and he's not as much as like sleeping around and with collecting women, all that stuff.
Dude, he's dope, man. And like, I'm not even a fan of his music. Like I won't sit there and say like, oh my God, I'm his biggest fan. Cause I'm not a hater. My thing is I've honestly never listened to his music. I've never gotten into it. By everything I hear, people tell me I would really like it because I've been a guitar player my whole life. I'm a guitar freak. Everyone tells me he plays all of his stuff is dope, but he hit me up months ago and you know I woke up, I think it was like the first day of my merch launch, and yeah,
I cry hysterically. Yeah, I love him.
He's great, man. And he was just like, yo dude, he's like, are you still in Rochester? Because he's actually from Syracuse, which is not far from Rochester at all. And, you know, basically said how, you know, he's been to Rochester a bunch of times, goes there a bunch, and has some mutual people who lives there that he knows. And it was basically like, I watched the show and just said, like, this kid Joey's got a heart of gold. I just wanted to reach out and see how you are, how you're dealing with everything. And just a complete sweetheart, man. Just a really nice kid. And you could just tell for me, it's like where I come from, all of my friends, like the way we are, like they don't treat me any differently. We all laugh that we're the biggest dirtbags in the world. Like, wear it with a badge of courage and honor. You know what I mean? Like, and he's got that same type of thing of just being real as fuck, not caring what people think. So hopefully once this whole pandemic's over, because we know a lot of the same people, like in terms of like our representatives and people we know friends wise in the business, so hopefully we'll get to meet and kick it, because I could just tell he's just a sweetheart, you know what I mean?
I've heard amazing things. There was like a TikTok video where somebody was living next door to his grandparents and like they have a photo with him. But if you guys do hang out, can you please FaceTime me, because I will cry hysterically. I almost met him. My friend is his photographer, but he sold out the two shows in Madison Square Garden. I went to it one of the nights, and I was like, I almost went backstage with my sister's birthday, but then like the last minute his assistant's like, we're so swamped. Can we please do this another time? So I was devastated, but
yeah.
If you can FaceTime me with him, I'll cry hysterically. Dude,
plan for you to be there because COVID's supposed to be over and we're all supposed to be kicking it in person again, living our lives like normal people?
That would be even better, but that's probably, he's one of the few people that you'll see me fangirl over. I'm normal around everybody.
anybody else, but I think I would, I don't know if I'd be able to speak in front of Posty.
Really?
I don't know why. I think he's so cool.
No, I mean, I just, to me, like I said, he just reminds me of like one of the boys, like when I was in high school, living life, partying, having fun. Now.
Yeah, he just does his own shit. Like, I think, yeah. I remember it was, I think he had a Hello Kitty Band-Aid on while he was performing in Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. And then he slammed, I have so many videos, he slammed the guitar down on the stage when he was done playing the song. Drinking from a solo cup, smoking a cigarette, like.
Yeah, that's another reason all my boys, because I've been a lifelong cigarette smoker. A lot of people don't know that. Now I've been a smoker since I was a kid, man. Like,
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that, which is even funnier because everyone who knows me, my like personal life is, you know, again, like where I come from, it's like we call ourselves dirtbags. You know what I mean? Like, it's a badge of honor to be like, yo, you're dirty.
That's so funny.
And yeah, so I've been like a pack a day smoker since I was a kid, and I've been recently quitting. I haven't had anything because I went from cigarette. I was like, all right, I'm gonna quit smoking, so I'm gonna start vaping, so like I can like quit smoking. And then it turned into like a year and a half of just being like an addict with vaping, like just spending all my money, just hitting it all. Cause it's like, now I'm just smoking it all day long, all day, every day. But that's what all my friends would say about me and Posters. They're like, we don't call them cigarettes, we call them bogues. So it's like, yo, you and Post can just like smoke bogues all night and just talk shit. Cause I've always been known as the kid. Like, I was in high school and like, you know, kids are like smoking weed and doing this and that. And then you got me walking into school smelling like a Newport 100, just cause I was always known as the cigarette smoker. But yeah, that's why I was like, yo, you know what? Like, I know it's bad for you and shit, but like, respect the Post, man. Live your life, dog. Do your thing. God bless. Smoke your bogues. Make your music. God bless you.
I'm a huge fan. So, all right, cool. We're all going to hang out. I'll fangirl. Everyone will see me lose my shit.
Love it.
No big deal. All right. Well, that might have answered my next question, but maybe not. I was going to ask you, who's the biggest celebrity that's ever slid into your DM?
I'm trying to think. Does it count if I hit them up first and then they hit me back?
Well, that was going to be the next one of whose DM did you slide into?
I could definitely say, in terms of unexpected, wasn't seeing that coming, definitely Post.
Any like female celebrities that slid into your DMs for dates?
When it comes to like women and dating, to where I've tried to like switch up my game of like, I don't hit on no one anymore. Like, hardly. Like, it's hard. Like, I can't say always, but I always just look at it as girls just getting chased all day long. It's gotta be exhausting. And it's just so it's like, for me as a man, it's like, how do you differentiate yourself from the pack? Dude, I'm not putting that much like thought into this. It's like, look, I think I'm a great guy when it comes to being involved with someone. So I'm like, if someone is interested in me, I'll let them make the move and let it be known. Because I look at it as, one thing I think is really sexy is girls are so used to being chased all day long and having a million guys after them. But when they go after you, that's like, yo, they're really interested. They're really interested. I'm like, that's fucking hot. Like, all right.
Well, that's true. That's true. There's not a lot of guys who I slid into one DM, which we'll talk about.
But I can tell you for sure, I tried sliding into a lot of my celebrity crushes DMs that I've had for, like, since I was a child.
Might as well. So I guess since you said, even though yours is not that good, because you did Posty. Well, okay, fine, whatever. I'll do it by name. So for me was, I don't know. Do you follow soccer?
No.
Okay. Well, Thibaut Courtois, who's like one of the best goalies in the world, plays for Real Madrid, slid into my DMs.
Ooh.
And it was about, and I just read some shade. I thought he was like married with kids, but he was dating somebody and then slept with his neighbor's girlfriend or wife and had kids with them.
Are you talking?
No, well, it was weird. Like, we messaged, because he randomly messaged me after it was like a story like of me working out. And he like put up like the two hand emojis. And I was like, how did you even end up on my Instagram?
Yo.
He was like, I don't know, it just like showed up.
From everything I've heard, athletes are savages.
So savage.
You know, there's normally supposed to be that thing of like professional courtesy of like, I gotta live my life and be very like, you know, 50-50 about who I get involved with, because I have a, you know, personal and upfront career that people see. But from everything I've heard from, athletes are just nuts, where they're like, I'll fly, what are you doing this weekend? I'll fly you out. Like, I got some friends who have definitely jumped on flights to go have sexual relations with professional athletes from various different sports teams who have been single, married, all this shit, to where I'm like, look, honestly, I'm not even saying, like, I don't care. Like, I don't give a shit what people are doing, what their sex life is. Like, doesn't matter to me. As long as, you know, you're not, you know, killing anyone or doing anything illegal.
Yeah, no, they're savages. With him, it was weird because we, like, kind of messaged, kind of flirted, but He's never tried to see me. They were playing a game in the States, and he messaged me that he was going to be in the city. And he was like, do you want tickets to the game? I was like, yeah, I want tickets to the game. I love soccer. So he gave me tickets. Again, never tried to see me.
Yeah.
At all. And then I was in Madrid, and I asked him to get me tickets for the game. And I was like, what else can I see? Again, gave me tickets and never tried to see me. So, I mean, it's literally the best of the situation. I don't have to worry about, like, seeing him and, like, running away.
From male perspective of knowing, number one, being single in the past and talking to a lot of people when I was, like, oh, I'm not settling down because I'm single and I'm living my life now, and then talking to other guys. It sounds like he's probably hitting up 45 different people, and then it's like, what's going on in terms of who I'm seeing, like who I'm going to talk to, who I'm going to, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just being all over the map again, typical athlete douchebag.
But see, that's fine. I don't care. I just wanted to go to the game. I didn't need to hang out with him.
I got a few friends who I've met who are basketball players and some other friends who play in the NFL who I've met, and stories I could tell. Jesus Christ.
Same. My other crazy person that slid in, you also won't really know who he is, but it's a show called Outlander, and he's the main actor of the show. And he also randomly slid into my DM and asked me when I'm going to give him fencing lessons.
But let me ask you though, so like, I think this is something, I don't know if I'm, like, what's your attitude on dates in general?
What do you mean?
Like, I'm terrible at dates, like, because I was with someone for so long, like so long, and then I was single, and I've only went on one actual date, like it's an official date, like we're going to dinner, it's a date, and I was so nervous, like it was like my first date, like official date since I was like a kid, because you know, when you're younger, it's like you get to know people, you vibe, you start flirting, you have fun, and now this was like, wait, this is like a date. Dude, I'm so embarrassed to say it, but I gotta admit it. I spent like 8 hours that day trying to pick out an outfit because I was so...
That's so cute.
I really felt like a 45-year-old man, like old man who was like newly divorced and like trying to put my life back together. And that's the weird thing. I'm not an insecure person. I'm so confident in who I am and always have been. But I've realized, I was like, I don't think I've been on a fucking like an actual date, like maybe ever. Like I don't know. I've never been the dude that's like, you know, let's go out. I am so not the date dude.
But it's because I think people look at them, and I've changed my mentality. I used to be super nervous when we first meet in person. I'm gonna be so quiet. I'm
with
so
me?
Shy.
With me?
Probably. I'm with everyone.
Dude,
I get
no, you're
so
not.
Shy.
Stop it. I'm gonna bring that right out. Stop it. Like the first minute I meet you, I'm gonna be screaming in your face just so loud. I'm gonna just pick you up, throw you over my shoulder, and just be like, yo, shake that shit out of you right now. Like, no reason to be nervous. Let's get that shit out right now.
I just get really shy around new people. So I used to be horrible on dates because people like you like barely talk. And I like the fact of like sitting across from somebody at a meal and like having to speak to them. I hate those dates. I'd rather go do something. Let's go play miniature golf. Let's go play pool. Let's go do something where I don't have to sit in front of you and just be like try to force conversation. But I changed my mentality on it because it's you're not going on this date to impress this person. You're going on this date to see if you guys have a vibe. So it's nothing personal if they don't like you, but it's just hang out. Like,
yeah,
you know, like
I think for me, it's literally the word date because for me, it's like things have to kind of be on my terms a little bit. Like it sounds really douchey, but it's true. I need to feel a vibe and feel comfortable with someone. And the way I've always done that is I like to just get to know someone naturally and organically. And like I said, I love when someone is after me instead of me being after them. Like, you know how girls are like, they're like, oh, hard to get.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't have time for that shit. It's like, we're all adults here. I feel like if you're interested, you're interested. If you're not interested, you're not interested. I'm not going to chase someone down and try to get their attention to where it's like, you know, because to me, I'm like, yo, if you're not interested, I'm just not going to waste my time. We can be friends. Like, that's cool. Like, no reason for that. But for me, it's generally like, I want to get to know you, have a vibe, see if there's something mutual there. But if I put the label on it of like date, I feel like I'm 12 years old going to the school dance and just like red cheeks and all nervous of like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? I don't like this.
That's so cute. I didn't know that guys got that way, period.
I don't think most guys do.
Just you?
The one thing about me is I'm like a female with the majority of things in my life of self-care, of all the shit I do. Like,
yeah, your skincare, your mask.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. Like, I think it's more masculine to be in touch with your feminine side and take care of yourself because the one thing that...
I agree!
It's such a pet peeve because I feel like women are just gorgeous. Like, women are beautiful and, like, being a woman is so difficult. Like, I have so much respect for women because, like, you have to to really take care of yourself. You're talking hair and makeup, accessories, like the outfits, like every, like it's just so much effort. And like, I feel like such a normal thing is you just see an absolutely beautiful knockout and then she's with some ugly schlub who just looks like a bum who doesn't take care of himself. And you're like, yo, how the f*** did this girl who's just a 12 settle for this guy? Are you kidding me? So I always look at myself as if I want to be with someone who is, you know, beautiful and takes care of themselves, I should take care of myself, which thankfully I've always done since I was a kid. I was a boxer growing up, grew up in a gym. So working out, like, that's my therapy. And I look at it as like self-care is really the best care. Like, you have to love yourself. You have to like, I think every guy should spend at minimum an hour a day in the bathroom doing their thing and taking care of themselves, because it just feels so much better. You just feel clean. Yeah. But I don't know, most guys are just not like that. And especially now that like we're getting older, like I just turned 27, like age is a real thing now. And like, you know, we're all gonna age and I don't fear it, but you can do it gracefully.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And especially also like aging, you'll like, I know, like I would keep looking in the mirror and be like, I'm not aging, I don't see a difference. All of a sudden I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my god,
yo, I'm
I literally see wrinkles. Yeah, where did these come from? They weren't there yesterday.
I'm getting Botox. I just made up my mind. I talked to my sister, she loves plastic surgery. I'm the dude that's a very addictive personality, so I don't like to mess with shit because I'll just go all in. But like, I've now thought about it and I'm getting crow's feet so bad, and I'm getting like the forehead line wrinkles so bad. But I was so 50-50 because I'm an actor, so I have to be expressive. Like, I just have to be expressive. Like, because my fear is I live in LA, which you just see these people who don't even look human. And I'm like, no, I'm not going down that road. But yeah, I made up my mind, and I'm telling you before anyone else. Well, no, I told Twitter first, but, you know, now I'm making it official.
Do it. Just a sprinkle. It's enough. All right, wait. So we skipped this one part. We haven't touched on it yet. So who are these celebrity crushes, that DMs that you've slid into, and what have your lines been?
No, I don't have lines. I feel like that's so, like, I'm a cheese ball and a cornball. Like, I, when it comes to, like, flirting or talk, like, I'm not, like, set of lines or anything like that. So blondes have always been my thing, and I talked about that on the circle.
Yes, I remember. Yeah. I remember hearing that. You and Alana.
It's not even a joke. Like, people meet me and they're like, damn, you have a type. Because I...
That's so funny.
I do. Like, to me, it's like blonde, smile, I'm melted. I'm done. Like, I'm just... I have no defense. Since I was young, the love of my life has always been Pamela Anderson. She could be 100 years old. I will marry her. I don't care.
I love it.
One of my biggest celebrity crushes was always Vanessa Hudgens. Not from like High School Musical or anything like that.
Was not a blonde.
But was a blonde in Spring Breakers.
You're right.
Honestly, her performance in that film was so amazing. I had a huge crush on her since that movie. So I remember talking to people, like friends, and I was like, yo, like, I wonder if like that could ever be a thing. Like, I don't know. But like, I don't look at, like, the weird thing is people talk to me and they're like, you're famous, you're a celebrity now. And I'm like, no, I'm not, dude. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
I feel that. I'm a similar way. I mean, I'm not your status, but I understand.
My status? What the fuck is my status? I was on a...
You were on a Netflix show that everybody was watching in the beginning of quarantine.
I just don't look at it like that, especially because, like, I'm an actor. Like, that's my love, and, like, I get it now. Like, I have a social following and shit. Like, I don't know. I just don't look at myself like that.
It's because you're humble and you're down to earth. That's why it is.
But I think also, like, celebrity in general, to me, it's always been, like, maybe because the way I just was raised and what I've always aspired to be was people who are legit talented, who've earned that right in the spotlight for having an art or a passion or something that they do, to where now it's, like, everyone and their mom is famous because they did a dance on TikTok, and it's, like...
Literally.
And that, to me, is just... I don't know. It's just ridiculous. But anyways, I did hit up Vanessa, and I sent her, like, a really long message that, like, basically said, like, I was into you, but, like, I just respect you as an actress. And then she actually hit me back, which was dope. And then we started texting, and at first it's like one of those things of like, oh my god, I can't believe this is happening. It's like I'm literally talking to like a crush right now. But once we actually started talking, we started bonding over our love of film and cinema, and that really, really caught me because I'm really a film nerd. Like, I always have been a film nerd. I never expected her to be the person who was into the same type of, you know, independent film type of directors, because, you know, you look at sort of like people see me on the circle and they're like, oh, he's Mr. Social Media. In reality, I'm not that dude at all. That was just my bait. Right. And, you know, she basically said, you know, she thought in her career, she was going to be the girl doing like the indie stuff and like the Spring Breaker type of projects. But, you know, High School Musical came along and that was her break. We ended up becoming just like, it's kind of like friends. We don't talk a bunch or anything like that, but
cool. Wow. Good for you. Who else?
Oh my God. That one girl, dude. That one girl is like my, like, and like, I am not into like TikTok people or social media people. But if you're talking like my type, dude, have you seen that girl, Abby Rao?
Yeah. Isn't she lives in like the TikTok? No, she lives in one of the houses. She's friends with my friend.
I love her. Don't know anything else. Don't know anything about her. I love her. It's my exact type. She's beautiful.
What if I can hook you two up? How cool would that be?
I'd be so nervous. That girl, like, she's like angelic.
I'll see what I can do for you, Joey.
Dude, I'll get so nervous. Stop it. You can't do this. Like, no. I don't deserve it. No. Oh, I gotta tell you who else, too. I hit up Carmen Electra. I'll marry her. Love Carmen. My God, that's another childhood love to where I'm like, honey, can we just get married? Like, come on. Like, you've been through a lot in life. I've been through a lot in life. I feel like we can really help each other right now.
Yeah, no, she's hot.
Yeah, God, do you remember Scary Movie, like the first Scary Movie?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my God, and she's in the opening of that. Like, Jesus Christ, I love her so much.
Yeah, I can see you losing your shit over this.
Dude, no, so like, I'm that dude to where it's like, if I get into somebody, especially like when I was a kid and shit, like people go through phases, like, you know, and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I had a crush on them. Like back in the day, like I don't leave that mental space. So I'm like, yo, once I felt that way, it's there. Like, and then I saw her in the new, the Michael Jordan documentary, The Last Dance, and I was like, oh my God, because my family rips on me. They make fun of me because my thing has always been older women, old, like always. So I just like, I can't really date anyone or see anyone that's younger. Like to me, I just feel like gross. Like it's like, yo, like you're like a child, like you're young, and like the maturity thing is like a big thing to me. So like, I've just never gone with anyone who's younger before.
So what's the youngest that you would date?
Probably bad to say, but I feel like I really am a believer. Like this is why I'm a hypocrite. I believe age is just a number because of the amount of times I've talked with women who are older and I've had that exact conversation. But I also carry myself differently than a lot of guys my age, and I've always been an old soul. But on the other side of it, it's like if I hear someone is younger or just a certain age number, I'm automatically out, because I'm just like, you could be beautiful, be a great person. Everyone always likes to talk a good game that they're the same way, but most of the time they're not. And
no, that's true. People are talking.
Yeah, like I just can't deal with immaturity. I can't deal with games and bullshit. Like I don't play games, dude. Like I let you know exactly where I'm at, what I'm looking for, what I'm not looking for. Like right now in my life, I'm not looking for a relationship. I was with someone for years upon years, and I'm focused on myself and my career. And you know, I'm not looking to settle down or fall in love or anything. And you know, if things happen, it happens. But I don't know. I feel like that's why most people end up married, miserable, divorced, cheat, do this and that. Like, I was lucky that I grew up very young. I lived with my ex from the time I was 18. I moved to LA right out of high school. We lived together. So I feel like I got all that experience and I really feel like I was already married and divorced. Like, I truly feel like I already went through all of that. So at this point in my life, I'm sort of just like, I just want to have fun. I want to have fun with like-minded people. And especially when you're like dating older women and shit, like that tends to work out better because most of the time they've already been through that sort of stuff. But I also think you have to know yourself. And the one thing that for me, that's always been kind of different is everyone I talk to, whether it's in a friend setting or in a romantic way, like, I just get along with like mostly everyone. Like I'm that type of person.
Right.
And you know, a lot of times when I've talked to a lot of girls and they've told me about their experiences, it kind of sucks because you hear a lot of people who've just been really disrespected and have dealt with
I have hours of all that information for you.
Yeah. Like lots of assholes and shit. And you know,
yep.
I wasn't raised like that. And, you know, I only really had one relationship with my ex of many years. And, you know, we went through every single thing of ups and downs, hurting each other, loving each other. Like, that's that real type of thing. But when you're talking just general dating and shit, that's not really ever been my thing. So I feel like I get along with a lot of girls a lot better because they've had those assholes to where I'm just of the mindset of like, dude, I'm just looking to be a friend, hang out and have a good time. Like, I'm not trying to ruin your life or anything. And, you know, when you hear about people's dating experiences, it can get pretty crazy.
Yep, that's how my podcast is going to thrive, because if I have all those crazy stories.
Do you, like, have you been through a lot of different shit, like a lot of different assholes and stuff like that? Like,
so my second episode is about dating a narcissist who's actually from Syracuse. but he slid into my DMs. Turns out he actually had a girlfriend at the time that he slid into my DMs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started seeing each other. We were exclusive. Turns out he was DMing with probably like 16 or 17 different women. I have screenshots from all of them.
Wow, really?
We were seeing each other for like 4 months.
Oh, it was like, it was happening.
Yeah. Yeah. We were together. We went on vacation together in LA and he was matching with women on dating apps. I forgot that part.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. I don't know. I mean, look, I can never lie and be like a hypocrite about shit, because I would literally feel like a liar and hypocrite. So like, I've definitely talked to like people, like other people, like at a time, but like I've been single for, you know, 2 years, but I've never been like locking myself down to anyone, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always
no, that's fine. But until you're exclusive, you can do that.
Can I ask what this dude's name is, or no, can we not say it?
I can tell you afterwards.
Okay.
I don't want to give him this street cred by mentioning his name directly on it, but I can definitely tell you afterwards. Okay, so I'll expose myself also, since we left that topic of whose DMs we slid into.
Yeah.
I slid into Nick Viall's DMs.
Who is that?
He's from the whole Bachelor franchise. He was one of the Bachelor, but I slid into his DMs because he was on dating app Raya and I saw him on there. And I was like, oh my God, this means he's single. So I slid into his DMs. I was listening to a podcast he was on and he said he messaged, I think it was Olivia Munn, and he said, hey, I'm aiming high for whatever this year. So I tried that and he never responded. So
like, what works? Like, I can't think of things like that. Like, it just has to be natural and organic.
It depends, because there are things that like I saw on TikTok and it would definitely work had I not seen this, where people say like, hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, what's this question? And again, had I not seen this video, I would actually respond and be like, what's your question? So I think that's something that definitely, it depends on the person.
Yeah, dude, but that's what I mean. Like, females, like, every one of you are so different for what you like, what you don't like. I've heard that's everything true. Of like what we like, what we don't like. And it's like, dude, it's such a crapshoot. I ain't playing this game. Like, if you're interested,
no,
like,
just, I agree.
Just hit me up. Just hit me up. Let's talk. Like, I'm just not gonna do that. Like, I don't know. And then I just feel like even people I have hit up that I'm like, I think you're absolutely beautiful. I feel like they're just waiting for you to go there, to that spot.
Yeah.
Of like,
yeah,
I am not doing it. Nope, not going.
I have so many of those. Speaking of which, we can get onto the DM portion.
Oh God. Here we go.
So what is the dirtiest DM that you've ever received?
I've received many of them daily across all platforms, but by far, if you have what's it called? A public profile on Instagram? Is that what it is? Like when you can have like the message requests? Because I know you have the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you have a public profile on Instagram, like you get a message instead of
like public figure or something.
Yeah. Public figure. Yeah. Like you get your messages don't just go to your inbox. They come through as requests. But so you get like messages that come through with videos and pictures that you can't look at unless you approve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've learned that 98.9% of the time it's going to be sex shit. Like sometimes it's something else that just surprises you, which is a nice surprise. But the filthiest one I ever got was a girl in her bathroom. Like the phone was like propped up on the floor in the corner. And like she walked in like butt ass naked and like beautiful, beautiful, beautiful girl, great body. And I was like, oh, like normally God's honest truth, I don't even look. I hit them out because I don't know how old someone is. I don't know what's happening.
They could be like 12.
Yeah. Unless it's like a clear adult, to where it's like I've had that as well, like different story, but most of the time like not out, like not my thing.
Yeah.
But this I was like, what is this? What's happening here? Like, the girl starts squatting and I think she's about to start twerking, and then she starts just taking a shit on the floor of the bathroom, and then like captions the video, just imagine this all over your chest, daddy. And I was so just like flat, like, you know, like when your mouth just hangs wide open and you like don't have words of like, this girl's just dropping a fucking deuce on the bathroom floor and like sexualizing it. And I'm like, yo, like, look it, like, I don't mean to be TMI, but like I am not like a dude who's afraid of sexual exploration and having fun and trying shit, but in all not trying shit. But you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a place my mind would ever go to. No matter what I've ever tried or thought about trying, like, what goes to your mind there? Like, that is so insane. God. That was a lot. Like, that, and like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to gross people out, but like, it, for like visual purposes, it was not like, like she wasn't taking a rabbit shit. Like, it wasn't like, you know, like, oh, cute little droppings. Like, no. Homegirl looked like she went to Chick-fil-A and pigged the fuck out and then went home and just blew up the entire bathroom. It was a lot happening. It was gross.
God. Wow. My story is not like that. For me, it was this text, and I just get so uncomfortable even reading it. But this person with no hi, no hello, I just got a, I would love to stick my tongue deep in your asshole.
Just like, that was the opener? That was the opener?
That was it. That's just the message. That's it.
God bless. But yeah, that's a hell of an opener. But like, okay, so this is a question. Has that ever happened to where you get a message like that? But like, we all do the same thing. We go to the profile to look who it is.
Oh yeah.
You hope that they're not private because you actually want to see who this is. And sometimes they're not. Has it ever happened with a guy to where you're like, homeboy's fucking hot, I'm actually into him?
Never.
Never?
Never.
Really? See, that's, I don't know. That's, I mean, it's definitely happened to me for sure. But I also have the mindset like I'm not giving someone the time of day. And like, also like they live in like fucking, I don't know, Alaska. And I'm in LA. So it's like, that's just not a thing. But you gotta come hang out with your boy Joey, because I definitely need you as like wingwoman status. Because
I got you. I'm telling you, you and Abby are gonna be dating. Just wait. Don't worry. Let me come out to LA. Let COVID end. I'll be hanging out with Posty. You'll be hanging out with Abby. Dude, everyone's dreams are going to be coming true.
COVID's over. We're making this happen. Get on the phone.
Let's go. You're like, fly now.
Let's
come
go.
On.
Jump on the red eye. I'll pick you up tomorrow morning. I'll see you at LAX. Let's make this happen. Let's do it.
Oh, that's too funny. Okay, so what's your thirstiest DM that you've gotten?
Oh, God. That's on the date. Like, I remember like for the first DM I got when COVID was happening that... You know, like the, if COVID doesn't take you out, can I?
Yeah.
I remember the first time I got that and I was like, yo, this girl's witty as shit. Like, I love that. Like, let me hit her up. And then I was like, oh, this is a thing. I had no idea. Then
everybody's getting these.
Everybody's saying this. I thought I talked to the girl who originated it. But like, I don't know. I think it's pretty normal to get like videos of girls doing things to themselves and just like doing dirty things. For the most part, I really don't message people back because you don't know how old someone is, and that's like a scary thing. Oh, look at this young girl, like, damn, like, she's so hot. I'm like, nah, dude, like, that's like, I don't know, I see like all these celebrities dating like these like 40s dating like early 20s. I'm like, that's fucking gross, bro. Like, I don't
like Leonardo DiCaprio.
First of all, we can't talk about Leo. He is the De Niro of this generation. We love Leo.
I mean, I adore him and all
to
his
me,
movies.
I really feel like I like to analyze people and shit. Like, that's always been a thing. I feel like that's just a power thing of like being older, more successful, everything, and having control over people. Because I feel like if you start dating people your own age or older, they're gonna have the mindset of like, I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't give a shit what you have. Like, you're a person, I'm a person. Where I feel like younger people look at you with stars in their eyes and kind of, you know, kiss your ass a little bit. And I'm someone who I don't like that, but I know a lot of people in my business that
are into it.
They fucking can't live without it. They talk all this shit of like, oh, I can't stand that. I only like real. I only want honesty. And I'm like, no, you don't. What are you talking about? Like, I know you. Like, you don't like that at all. You need to have your ass kissed 24/7. If someone calls you out, it's like, oh, my fragile ego. I can't take that.
So many people.
I can't stand it.
I feel that. Yeah, I would say my thirstiest DMs are the dick pics that I've gotten. I've stopped opening any photos. I will never, ever do it again. But I've gotten... I actually got a micropenis.
Really?
Yeah, it was very small and a lot of hair.
Yo, okay, so this is like great. Can't believe how many girls I know have come in contact with the micro.
Yeah, I heard that it was like a myth for the longest time.
I feel really bad for the dudes, because like...
There's nothing you can do.
I had no idea it was such a common thing, but I have to ask you, because I've asked so many girls...
Okay.
What is your opinion when it comes to dick pics?
I was actually going to ask you about this. They don't do anything for me. I think genitals, period, are not an attractive thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, we tolerate them. I mean, okay, what was his name? Jay Alvarez, his video dropped. The man's got a nice penis.
Who's Jay Alvarez?
He was the one that was dating Alexis Ren, and he does all those crazy YouTube videos.
I'm looking him up. Handsome dude.
Yeah. And with a great peepee. A great peepee. Then I was going to ask you, like, have you sent one?
Absolutely. I wouldn't lie about it.
Okay. And why? Do you ask if the girl wants it, or do you just send it unsolicited?
Never, ever, 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 ever unsolicited, ever. I don't. And I feel like that's why I feel like a lot of girls have the feelings they do with it, because I don't know what it is with guys. Like, the way, like, obviously there's things with men and women that we're just, our wires are different. You know what I mean? But I feel like guys are like, they feel like, oh my God, like, I'm packing fucking heat and I'm gonna send this shit and they're about to be into it. And that's just like, no, bro. Like, that's just not the way to go about things.
No, I think it's better like a boner in your sweatpants. I think that, well, that definitely does more for me.
I've definitely sent mad dick pics in my life. I would never say I haven't, but it's with people like I'm actually like talking to or like can't see because we're like away from each other and we already have that type of relationship. But like I've never been the type that's like, oh, I'm into you, dick pic. Like, what do you think?
Interesting.
I'm not an idiot. Like, there's no woman who's going to fucking look at that and be like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Dicks are ugly. Like, they're just...
Yeah, they are. I agree. They are.
To me, it's the same thing of, like, when it comes to, like, having sex with someone. Like, you can't just look at someone, be attracted, and just jump into bed with them. Like, you have to have somewhat of a connection of, like...
Agreed.
Being there to actually be turned on by them and be with them. But I've talked to a lot of different girls, and I love the honesty I've dealt with different girls. I've had friends who've said the same thing as you, and I've had friends who have also said, like, they love them. They're like... I don't know, like, I just think it's hot. Like, I just love seeing, like, I don't have to waste my time with a dude and, like, go on dates and, like, try to get invested, this and that. Like, I know what I'm getting into or I don't want to get into. And, like, they say size doesn't matter. It definitely does. I'm just not waste. I've dealt with guys who are, like, really nice guys, but they're just not fulfilling in that department. And it always leads to things not working out because they're insecure. And it's just, like, I'm not doing that. So I've talked to people who have various different things, but I feel like the social norm is to be, like, ew, that's gross. I don't want that. I just think it's the way you go about it, and that's just being real. Like, I don't know, we're adults, we're not fucking kids. Like, there's a difference of like these like teenagers you see nowadays, like everything they do with, you know, Snapchat and all that shit. Like, I was talking to my little cousins about it when I was home. Fucking nuts what these kids are doing today, because it was not like that when I was a kid. But
yeah, no, agreed.
I just know for me, if I'm really talking with somebody and, you know, I have a connection with them, like, we have to talk about our sex lives and what we like, what we're not into, because you have to have a connection with someone on all bases.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Like, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, like, have you ever had a guy that you're, like, really, really into? Like, you're really into him as a person, attracted to him, but sex-wise, it's just, like, it's just not there. It just doesn't match up. You're not on the same page, and it's, like, you're trying to make it work, and it just doesn't.
Well, once...
I think it's really cool what you touched upon, that I know from having a lot of friends who are girls, but I feel like guys really do look at women and don't understand them and don't know how to figure them out. Like, girls definitely are similar to guys in the sense that, like, a lot of times, like, guys look at it as, like, they're prudish, they don't want this, they don't want that. Like, girls want to have fun and hook up, too. Like, they can look at a guy and be into them and want to have fun, but most of the time, they just don't present that side of themselves to men as because they're women, which I understand, but I've talked to so many guys who really don't understand how females work and just don't get it. Where, like, I have more girlfriends than I do guy friends, I would say, for sure. And hearing all the shit that they tell me and the stuff guys have said to them and the way they try to, like, just make things work with people, and guys just can't figure it out.
I think also a factor in it is a lot of guys don't give a shit about the girl anyway.
I mean, that's a common thing. Majority of dudes are just looking to get it in and just, like, do their thing.
You can ask a question of, like, what gets you off? How can I help you? But that question never happens.
What do you actually like? What are you actually into? Like, all that shit. But that, you're right, that never happens. That's why I look at it as men. We're so easy to take, like, we're so easy to take care of. Yeah, like, we're very simple creatures where females are really into different things and like different stuff. So my thing is always spending the time on the person that I'm with to really make sure that they're taken care of. Because, like you said, majority of the time, guys don't care about anything but making sure that, like, they get off. That's all matters. And I don't know, that's just, like, real selfish.
I agree.
I've been there. I've been drunk and had drunk hookups that have happened in the past. I'd be lying if I said I didn't. Like,
but that's different.
Yeah, but now it's just, I don't know. I'm in a place in life, I really feel old as shit. Like, I'm 27. I'm just, like, I don't know. I'm much more selective about who I get involved with. I've been lucky that I haven't seriously dated every single girl I've talked to. It's been, you know, quite the opposite of, like, just being straight up of, you know, I'm just looking to have a good time and, you know, be friends. And if that doesn't work for you, that's cool. But I think you have to go through those periods, because like at this point in my life, I definitely know what I'm into, what I'm not into, what's going to work for me, what's not going to work for me. And I feel like most people don't figure that out, because they kind of, like, a lot of people jump from relationship to relationship. And I don't know, I can't do that. I prefer to be alone, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I also think people don't really like to reflect. I just did an episode of, I was almost married. I was actually engaged. He was in a serious relationship right before me. And then like a week later, we met and we started seeing each other or dating like pretty much immediately. It was like one of those like love at first sight things, which is crazy. I've never believed in, but yeah. I experienced it. And he never had time to reflect. And he had the same issues with her as he did with me. And he never worked on them. And then that's how we didn't work out, because it was the same shit that he just never dealt with.
A lot of people don't deal with their shit. Like,
they don't want to either. They don't want to think about it. People don't want to admit that they have fault. Yeah. Which is crazy. We all do. We all have our flaws. And it's something that you have to accept and deal with and just work on.
I got myself into therapy after my relationship with my ex ended, because I was destroyed.
As you should.
It honestly, for me, I just look at it as like the gym for life. Because like,
yes,
you know, and it's dope. And I fell out during the beginning of the pandemic, and it put me in a really bad place. And I recently just got back and I feel amazing. But yeah, like I think, like you said, most people don't want to look at their own shit. I know for myself, I definitely didn't. I wanted to think I was right on everything. I was this, I was that. And I made so many mistakes. I was so immature in so many different arenas. But in my mind, I'm like, I'm living out in LA by myself since I've been a kid. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm fucking mature. I got my shit figured out. And it's like,
right.
No, I had a lot of learning to do with a lot of shit. I just know for me, the one thing that really holds me back from getting involved with people that I have zero tolerance or time for is insecurity. I'm not insecure when it comes to myself or it's someone that I'm with. If I'm with you, I fucking trust you. I'm never going to ask you, where are you at? Who are you with? What's going on? Who are you texting? Let me go through your phone. Like shit like that. Like, dude, I have no time for that. I'm in a crazy business to where you cannot be insecure. I've had to do sex scenes. I've had to do kissing scenes. I've had to do everything you can imagine. If you can't handle that, I can't do it. I can't be with you.
Say, I was never jealous. I was never insecure, but because I've been cheated on so often,
yeah,
it's so difficult for me. But I always say that up front. I'm like, listen, I'll ask you questions, you answer them honestly, and if your answers don't give me a reason to be insecure, I will shut it off. I can't keep letting this happen. This was the past, blah blah blah. But it's, I'll tell people I got cheated on, they're like, oh, you're not dating material. I'm like, one, that's not fair,
right?
This wasn't my choice, and right. I'm talking to you upfront about it, right? And I'm willing to grow and work on this with you, but just like, I need a little bit of extra attention in the beginning.
I think it's all about approach too, how you look at things. Because I know for me, the thing that holds me back is the whole idea of like work, right? Like, yes, relationships are work, and it takes a lot of time and effort to put things in with each other. But I know for me, I have so much actual work in my life every single day and things I have going on, that the thought of going home to work on something else that feels like work, I'm just like, I don't want that. I don't.
Yeah. I get that. I'm the same way. I mean, I do so much shit.
I am a workaholic. Like, truly, I am a workaholic. I do not stop.
Same way.
Every single time without fail, it's, I love that. That's so attractive. That's so hot. Like, no guys are like that. And I'm like, you say that now.
Right. I get the same thing. And then people are like, I want more time. It's like, no, I told you I'm a workaholic.
Yep.
You have to realize that I'm doing shit and you're going to be second.
At the end of the day, relationships and people in life I've seen, they come and go. And the people who have been by me, who have been by my side, have been the same people, my blood or my friends, who are literally like my family. And I have been grinding so hard in my life since I've been a little boy, knowing what I was gonna do, never wasted time doing it. I work my ass off, and that's what it takes. You know, no one ever sees the work, no one ever sees the stuff that goes into it, the endless hours every single day. So for like someone who comes into your life who has an interest in you to try to be insecure and pull you away from what your passion is or what you're doing, to me is not the right way. To where it's like, no, I should want to put everything down and come and spend time with you. To where,
right.
Like, I literally had a girl tell me, she was like, you are the most self-absorbed person I've ever met. I think you're going to be very successful in your career and your business, and I wish you lots of luck. And I told her, you're 100% right. I 100% am. Because guess what? You have to grind. You have to believe in yourself, because no one's going to do a goddamn thing for you. No one's going to believe in you the same way you're going to believe in yourself. So you have to have that hustle. And I told this person, I was like, you're 100% right. That's never going to change. You're at a place in your life where you're okay. You have your career. You're good with 9 to 5, which most people, that's what they do. 9 to 5. I go home. Yeah. Then I want my own life. I've never wanted that. And I've never understood that mentality. So when it comes to getting involved with people, because I'm like, man, like, can I just find someone who's like my exact type, worker, who loves the same type of shit, loves film. Like, I'm a homebody, dude. Like, I don't want to go out and get wild. I want to go to dinner. I want to sit down, eat some good food, go home.
So you want to go on dates?
No dates, dude. No dates. I'll get so nervous. My God, Monica. Jesus.
So even if you have a girlfriend and she said, let's go on a date, you're going to get nervous?
No, not with a girlfriend.
All right, I got it. So for all the ladies, your tip is you got to ask Joey to hang out. There's no dates. You want to hang out.
Yeah, and you got to shoot your shot first. I'll see if I'm interested after that. Like, I ain't blowing people up like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. I'm kind of the same way. I don't know. I'm so jaded over dating at this point. I don't know if I ever want to do it again, if I just want to live on my own island.
You say that until we finish the podcast, and then you see that DM from that handsome hunk of a man, whoever it is out there, and you're like, I want to meet you. But do you have a type, though?
I used to think so. But I don't know anymore. It used to be blonde hair, blue eyes. I've always loved some kind of German heritage, but that's changed. I've been attracted to men with dark hair and dark eyes, and I don't know where the hell that came from.
Some people say they have a type. Some people say they don't have a type. I don't know how you can't, because I feel like you have to have something that always draws you in with a person. Like,
I used to agree with you, but like I said, out of the blue, I remember I was filming my documentary, and one of the DPs on there, dark hair, he had scruff. I used to hate facial hair. But like, he was the opposite of everything I've ever been to.
And it was just like, yeah, just pulled you in. See, I don't know. I've definitely stepped out of the comfort zone, but like, I can't get away from blonde. I just can't do it.
Interesting. Well, the first time I really was attracted to it was last year. So there's time.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
You'll text me at 29, be like, Monica, oh my God, I love a brunette.
Dude, I just hit 27 and I'm so fucking old, man.
It gets worse and worse.
I'm going gray as shit, like everywhere. And it's just like, what the hell happened? Like, in one regard, it's like, yes, I feel my age because I've always been mature and carried myself like that. But then when it comes to the reality of how old I am, I'm like, no. Like, I've been hanging out with like some TikTok people and shit, like people I've met. And
yeah, it was funny seeing your story with like with Bryce Hall and Jake, whoever that was. And I was like, what? How did like Joey even like end up in this whole scenario? And like, do they look at you like a chaperone?
People don't know. Jake's like blowing up on TikTok, and like he started like this gas station trend. And I met him through a mutual friend, and they're staying at like, it's called Not a Content House, one of those TikTok houses. I started going there just to hang out with them. They're all from like really great people, but all these kids are like 17, 18, 19, 20, and I just feel so old.
I'm sure.
My life doesn't revolve around doing a dance every day and doing this and doing that. Like, that's what's in for all these kids. That's what they all do, and God bless. But Jake, yeah, he was doing his gas station thing. They were literally like, we're doing it with Bryce Hall tonight, dude. We're doing it with Bryce Hall. And I was like, look, it teach their own. I idolize actors, writers, directors.
Right. You respect a different thing.
I don't understand idolizing people just who create like TikToks.
But it's not even like real dancing. It's just like some like memorizing like some weird.
That's I don't know. I like talent. People who have a craft that they've actually worked on. Like,
right.
That to me is what's important. But yeah, I don't know. Those kids pulled up and apparently they're like the biggest people in the game for that. And then they went back to the Sway House, and then we went back there, and my DMs were literally like, you're at the Sway House? And I was like, yeah, is that a bit? And like, people just like bugging out, like, oh my God, how is Bryce? How is Blake? How is this? How is that? I'm like, yo, like, chill.
I know. Same. When I took my sister for her 18th to LA, because I always told her I'd take her, it was supposed to be her 16th birthday, I did it for her 18th. And I had to drive us to the Hype House and the Sway House. Like, I had to look up the address. We had to wait there. And obviously, no one showed up. And then we ended up running into Dixie, Noah Beck.
He was there the other night, the Noah dude. Nice kid. I just really hope his society, like, will someday idolize people with actual crafts and talent again. Like, I don't know. Like, I really don't try to be a hater. And especially, like, with those guys, like, the thing I've seen is, like, I feel like I don't know how many people actually like them or just hate follow them.
Oh, I'm sure a bunch. But yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, there's so many, like, Olympic medalists that have, I mean, me, like, nobody knows who I am. And meanwhile, again, we're, like, idolizing these kids that are doing these, like, weird hand motions. I mean, they're doing it. That's the trend. And that's what everybody loves. But it's like, how did we get here? How is this what we're, like, looking up to and inspired to? How they're throwing huge parties and, like, being bad influence. And then people are still idolizing these people. What's going on? one.
I think celebrity and fame has gone through such a different level of changes over the last couple of years, and it's going to be really interesting to see where the tide goes with that.
All right, let's go back to the topic of DMs. What's your creepiest DM or strangest whatever?
All the feet fetish people I get, which it's like people just wanting weird shit with my toes and my feet. And like I actually negotiated with some dude, like he wanted to buy socks off me, and he didn't have the money to come through because I was not selling my shit for like gas money, like if I was about to do that. But yeah, like it never fails. So like, anytime you see me do an AMA or anything like that, but I just think it's hilarious at this point that it's like it doesn't matter what I do, the feet fetish people come out the woodwork every single
it's you and everybody else. I get the same thing. I also am, some of my photos what ended up in the armpit community. I've had DMs about people being like, how much to lick your armpit. I was like, first of all, how would you like to arrange that? Like, do you want to just meet in the streets of New York? And I
don't judge anyone. I really don't. I just don't understand how you get off from that. Like,
I don't either.
Why do you want to touch my feet or touch your armpit? Yeah. I've seen my feet. They're gross.
You don't want them.
Do you know there's a site called WikiFeet?
Mm-hmm.
My boy Nick showed me. He's like, dude, you're on WikiFeet and they rate your feet, which is, I felt a little depressed. I was like, oh, I think I was like a six or a seven. I was like, I thought I'd be a solid eight.
I haven't checked for a while, but yeah, that's strange. That's a thing. For me, when it comes to creepiest, I would say this is the creepiest DM. I don't know if you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
It gets worse and worse. When my eyes don't see you, I want to poke them. When you are not near me, I don't want to live. I will kill my dog and eat his cheeks to feel the warmth of your love once again.
Who said that? Dude, did you respond?
No, I just screenshot these and I save them.
I feel like I'd respond back.
No, because then you open up your DMs and they can message you. I answered to one a while ago and he said, oh, want to fuck. And I sent the emoji of like crossing your hands.
Yeah.
And he responded with, and he said, coffee or ice cream?
What?
Oh, she won't fuck? Okay, coffee or ice cream.
The amount of approaches and ways people try it, like it kind of is an art form if you think about it. Like, there could be a whole show of like people talking about their way of trying to get people's attention and do that. And it's just, I don't, it's kind of fascinating to me. It's just too much.
Well, I'm making a coffee table book out of my books. I already have somebody that
are you really?
Yeah.
Dude.
We can go in on this.
That's awesome.
Like, I have a folder of like 50 right now. When people scroll through them, they're like, these are amazing. And like, you know, Urban Outfitters has like those interesting weird books that they just have and they sell, like coffee side books or like bathroom books. My dirty or my thirsty DM book or something, I would buy that. I would flip through it.
I totally would look through shit like that. And I just, to me, it's like, I think we're all curious to like know the secret details about people.
Oh, yeah. So my funniest, I have a few. One is, I haven't had my saber polished in a while, which is, saber is one of the weapons in fencing. Think you could give me a hand?
Like, why?
I got get naked.
Like, that's like everyday shit. Like, I feel like people just like...
I mean, they say it in like different ways. Like, I've got send an eggplant, a banana. Another one is, oh, so you want the pipe? And then the second message, listen here, beautiful. I ain't no bitch, so I ain't gonna unsend that, but I'll respect you. I love you, sweetheart.
See, I would respond back and be like, I love you too. Why not? You know what it's like now, especially when you get people from all over reaching out to you. Like, there's like similar type of messages you're gonna get of people just saying, hey. Like, I hate those. Like, hey, what's up?
Hey,
come on,
give me something else.
You just get used to shit like that. I really don't get a lot of haters or trolls, but when I do get it, I love it. Like, it doesn't bother me at all. Like, I'm like, yo, go ahead, go to town.
Yeah, I'm the same. I clap back though when I have fun.
You have to. I mean, I like that you have the same mentality, because I see a lot of people, they just block people, they get really upset.
No, people are always like, lock them, don't give them the time of day. I'm like, no, I'm gonna call them out. They might stop. I've gotten so many of them. I think my most hateful message was, New York pepperoni pizza has bigger tits than you do.
But that's just like, yo, what are we in kindergarten, bro?
I got upset for a second, then I was like, no, this is a really like, strange man that had to go out of his way to DM another stranger to put them down. This person has issues. Like, this says nothing.
But you
about
also
me.
Know as a female, all you have to do is hit him with something about having a small dick.
Right.
Every single time, and it's gonna cut right through them every single time.
Yeah, because they're insecure. They wouldn't do it otherwise. I'm secure. You see me, and like somebody called me out for it, and they said that like they respect me for it. I'm always gonna write positive shit. I'm gonna be like, Joey, you're killing it.
Yeah,
you look great in that. Like, that's awesome. I'm out there hyping people up. Like, I don't need to be negative at all. My other ones are from 13-year-olds.
Oh, is this sweet? Wait, are these sweet or like thirsty?
Sweet.
Oh, God.
I'm only 13, and I know I'm probably not going to be able to make love with you.
Aww.
But oh, my God, you are B-E-U-T-I-F-U-L.
Please tell me you hit this kid back.
I can't have a 13-year-old in my DMs like this. This is a lot.
13-year-old.
crazy. All right, and our last category is the most random message that you've gotten.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think. Like, I think it was like a month ago or something. Like, I just opened up a message of someone was like, they said something about peanut butter and jelly. Like, out of nowhere. Like, no, I don't want no peanut butter and jelly or something like that. And I'm like, I feel like they do it purposely.
Yeah, to get you to be like, what?
I'm not doing that. Like, I'm not going there. Or, like, people who just try to, like, bait you of, like, knock, knock. And, like, I've been the dude in the past where I'm like, I gotta know who's there. I'm gonna hit him back. Now I'm just like, I'm not doing it anymore. Like, just be direct and let me know what you're hitting me up for and we can take it from there.
I can't wait for everyone to send you knock, knock after they listen to this.
I've gotten so many, like...
I've never gotten a knock, knock.
How many times have you had people in your DMs who DM you and you read the message and then immediately swipe it back to unread?
Oh, so many. But that's the best thing to have as a public figure.
Some people just step over a line.
Exactly. That's why I'm scared to answer people. And I really vet them and I like look at their profile and I don't answer everybody. Because I did the other day and this guy's like, can you follow me?
Yeah, I get that all the time, dude. And I'm like, why? What is that doing for your life?
Is it not better that I'm responding to your message than me following you? Like, there's people that I follow and I don't even speak to, but you're getting to message with me. Why do you need to ask?
Be a normal human being and create a relationship with someone in a real way. And then I'll just hit you up because we're friends. Like,
right.
Once you ask me to follow you, like you put that out there, I'm never following you. Oh no, I'm sorry. I only follow people I know and people be really cool. But it's just, you get it so many times that it's just annoying. But yeah.
Let's do our last DM. I don't understand it. First message. Hot bang it. Second message, the milk is so steady. I love you.
Wait, hot bang it. The milk is so steady. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know what? I'm happy we're doing this DM thing. If you're listening, slide in my shit with something interesting, man. Because I've really missed like the golden days of like, I'm just getting shit left and right that's just like really interesting and like grabbing my attention. Like, come on.
There you go, guys. Surprise Joey, send in something good. His DMs are always open for you.
They really are always open. Now I'm just going through my DMs looking at
you. That's what you're going to be doing for the rest of the night.
Yeah, dude. You've cursed my life with this shit.
Where can everybody find you on social media? What's your handle?
Yo, hit me on Insta at Joey Sasso and then on Twitter and Snap at Joey_Sasso.
Well, I mean, everything will be linked. Thank you so much for sharing all of your crazy stories. This was so much more fun than I anticipated.
We got to do it again because like we could definitely just talk about everything and it's really fun. And I feel like there's so much shit we haven't just scratched the surface on.
No, I agree. If there's any topic that I at all can pull you into, that's pretty much what I'm gonna do as a heads up.
Yeah, we're gonna do this again. We're gonna have fun and
I'm gonna see you in LA and you're gonna be dating Abby and I'm gonna be best friends with Posty and that's how it's all gonna go.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.